Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A New York judge today ordered former President Trump to pay $355 million for civil fraud. He had inflated the value of his properties to obtain more favorable loan terms. He's also banned from serving as an officer or director of any New York company for 3 years. Trump's two older sons, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric, were fined an additional $4 million each. The judge determined the Trump Organization created more than 500 false valuations to inflate the company's net worth by billions of dollars. Vice President Harris delivered a rebuke of former President Trump's worldview today, without explicitly mentioning him in a speech to world leaders in Munich. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports from Munich, this comes at a time when many in Europe are feeling uncertain about the U.S. commitment to the world.
Harris said she knows that many people in Europe are asking questions about the future of American leadership, and these are also questions Americans must ask themselves.
History has also shown us, if we only look inward, we could not defeat threats from outside. Isolation is not insulation.
She warned that isolation ultimately would weaken America. Her comments come as Republican leadership in the House has essentially blocked additional funding for Ukraine. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
World leaders, exiled Russians, and Kremlin watchers around the world are reacting with anger and disbelief to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the activist died in a remote Russian prison where he was serving a lengthy sentence.
There's been widespread praise for the 47-year-old Navalny, who was a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Navalny stood up for democracy and freedom in Russia and apparently paid for it with his life. Like many others, Vice President Kamala Harris and Secretary of State Antony Blinken squarely blamed Putin for Navalny's death. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said, "Alexei, we will never forget you and will never forgive them." Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called Putin a monster. Others, like NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, urged patience until an investigation was completed. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden said he's not surprised, but he is outraged by the death. He put the blame directly on Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden visits the Ohio town of East Palestine today, the site of a train derailment more than a year ago. It caused an explosive fire and spilled millions of gallons of hazardous materials and pollutants. Biden has been criticized for not visiting sooner. This is NPR News from Washington. Kansas City police are asking witnesses to Wednesday's shooting to come forward as their investigation continues. One person was killed and 22 others were wounded when gunfire erupted during a rally to celebrate the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Two juveniles have been charged with gun-related and resisting arrest charges. The U.S. Education Department is trying to remedy the bungled rollout of this year's free application for federal student aid. But as Kirk Carapeza from member station GBH reports, the delayed form is still making the process more complicated.
First, the government came out with the new simplified form 3 months later than expected. Then once it was out, the form had a mistake. It didn't account for inflation. Fixing that could delay colleges' award letters until April at the earliest.
It's a huge mess.
Bob Bardwell, executive director of the Massachusetts School Counselors Association, says students in wealthy suburbs tend to have more college advising than their urban and rural peers.
They're definitely going to be haves and have-nots, but it's just poor timing.
The Education Department is pledging to help high-need colleges hire more staff to process applications more quickly. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
Major tech companies signed a pact today to adopt what they call reasonable precautions to prevent artificial intelligence tools from being used to disrupt elections around the world this year. They agreed to work to detect and label deceptive AI-generated content. They also promised to help consumers learn how to spot disinformation. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.